Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 weeks of Fitness, episode number 61. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, in this episode, I will be joined by Thomas T.J. Johnson, founder and CEO of Get Up and Get Fit, LLC, a health and fitness company that helps clients learn and implement healthy, safe lifestyle habits through coaching, counseling, and motivation. Now, during the interview, TJ will discuss what life was like being born and raised in Liberia and having to see through some very young eyes the horrors of civil war that his country was going through back in 1992. If it wasn't for TJ's grandmother who raised him, he would not be here today. TJ will discuss how he got into the fitness business and how he started his company, Get Up and Get Fit. He will also discuss his unique workout philosophy and so much more. Now remember the words of Steve Jobs, who said, "Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. Don't settle. As with all matters of the heart, you'll know when you find it." And now that's worth thinking about. Welcome back to 6 weeks of Fitness. Thomas T.J. Johnson, Jr. is founder and CEO of Get Up and Get Fit, LLC, a health and fitness company that helps clients learn and implement healthy and safe lifestyle habits through coaching, counseling, and motivation. Thomas received his BS degree at the State University of New York, where he studied nutrition, personal training, and expeditionary studies. Born in Liberia and raised by his wealthy grandmother at the time, TJ is the eldest of five children and a born leader. After Civil War broke out in Liberia, he came to the United States, bringing with him his passion for health and fitness. I am pleased to have Thomas T.J. Johnson on our 6 weeks of fitness program. T.J., how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Vince.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure, man. So, look, I understand you lived in Liberia as a child. What was that like?
Yeah, actually, growing up in Liberia was actually great prior to the war, you know. I was actually raised by my amazing grandmother and some wonderful cousins and other relatives at the beginning of my childhood. It was great, you know. I was always surrounded by a lot of relatives, my cousins. My grandmother had, she had her two sons over there, too, her two youngest sons over there as well. And, so I was showered with a lot of love. And this is, then the Civil War occurred, and everything became chaotic. It became chaotic. So I was a very active child. As a child, I was very active. I was a daredevil, so I was always going places where I shouldn't be going, like climbing trees, going off my grandmother's property. So I've always been pretty active.
Wow. That's pretty good. So how many years were you in Liberia?
I was born there, man. I mean, I was born in 1985. The war started 1989. I came in 92, you know, so I was there from 85 to 92.
That must have been something for a young child to see, though, and experience,
yes.
You know?
Yes, it definitely was, man. It was pretty horrific, especially being a young child.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know, if it wasn't for my grandmother, though, I mean, I wouldn't be around right now. So I'm giving everything to her. You know, she definitely brought me through. So basically, like, they try to protect us, my sister and I. So my sister and I were over there with my cousins. But certain things still unfolded, you know. I saw certain things that no child should see. You know, I saw people getting murdered in front of me. I saw women getting raped.
Oh, man.
It was basically running from rebels. And I remember one time, we was in a swamp and I got lost. Even though this happened at a very young age, I still have some memory. But like I said, once again, my grandmother, she was able to take care of us. She took care of me. I got better. I even had malaria. You know, I was found. I even had malaria at one point. Yeah. And also, it's like I said, it was horrific. It was horrific. And because I had such great adults around me, you know, role models, my grandmother, my uncles, some cousins, I was able to pull through.
Yes, and that's so important, having role models around you, man. That's so key. Now, from Liberia, your family moved to Brooklyn and then to Staten Island. So you came to New York.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So coming from coming to Brooklyn from Liberia, you know, it was kind of tough, especially going through Bronzeville. Because at the time, it was still bad. You know, Bronzeville had a horrific reputation, you know.
And, yeah, man.
Yeah, and kids can be cruel. You know, I was a dark-skinned African kid, you know, with long arms, big ears, and I had a very thick Liberian accent. So the kids would try to pick on me. And for me, I've always been a proud child, you know. I've always been a proud person. So I used to get in a lot of fights when I was younger. And so from that point, my mother decided to move to Staten Island. And once we got to Staten Island, things were a little bit more diverse. You know,
right.
And the school system was actually better, you know, it was better, and I was able to communicate better, too, because the main thing is, as being a child and not being able to really communicate with other kids as well, it kind of, that really, really adds to the frustration, you know? So once I was able to, you know, communicate better, express myself better, things became clearer, things became, you know, much more calm.
Yeah. Okay, so communication was the key, right?
Key, yes, it's key. Uh-huh.
Most definitely. Now, how did you adjust, though, to your new environment? I know it was kind of crazy coming from Liberia to Brooklyn to Staten Island and the culture shock and everything else, but would you say you made a good adjustment?
Yeah, I mean, it was a gradual adjustment, but, I mean, thank God for me. I have great parents, you know. My father used to be an English teacher in Liberia, you know. So he was able to help us, like, catch up, you know, help us with our, you know, course curriculum, like the alphabets, you know, learn how to read properly, you know, understanding grammar and et cetera. So that he definitely helped me out a lot with that. And like I said, but once again, like, the transition was still tough. Like I said before, being able to communicate well and express myself, I found it kind of difficult. So every time I tried to express myself, it didn't come out as I planned. I used to become frustrated, you know. But
Yeah. But look at you now. So this is what we're going to talk about.
the TJ
of today. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
This is great. So where did your love and passion for fitness come from, TJ?
Actually, man, it started at a young age. You know, I was actually exposed and became interested at a very young age. My uncles, you know, while in Liberia, you know, they were very hands-on. These guys actually made their own fitness equipment, you know, with steel, with metal, and with concrete. My uncles actually, you know, they would take a metal pipe, put it in a bucket that had concrete in it, and they created like the dumbbells and the barbells, you know, and it was amazing. And I saw them transforming their bodies by working out consistently. And I saw my uncles from being skinny and out of shape to developing pecs and abs and becoming stronger. And I was very fascinated at a young age, you know. And that stuck with me. But afterwards, when my father and mother finally got us into the States, my sister and I, my father actually started off his calisthenics regimen in our small little Brownsville apartment. You know, so he's doing his push-ups, his jumping jacks, you know, set up, and I actually followed him, you know. I started following him, and when he stopped, I continued working. I continued doing my push-ups, my jumping jacks, and it became a hobby for me, you know. And I realized that I was getting stronger, and when I was competing with other kids, I was either faster, either stronger. And I was like, wow, this is amazing, you know. Yeah, so hey, it could have been anything in that.
Oh, that's beautiful, though. So at a young age, man, so it goes to show you that if you expose kids to exercise in their youth, that it can carry with, it can follow them as they get older.
That's true. That's very,
right?
Very true. Uh-huh.
That's how that's how it worked out for you, and that's also how it worked out for me. My role models were my brothers, you know, and I followed their path, and they were always into exercise and fitness. And you followed your uncles, right?
Yes, at a young age, because I was a very curious kid. You know, I was very active. I was very curious. And when I saw my uncles, you know, training with these weights, you know, they were heavy. You know, these were not weights that was a regular 135 barbell.
That is so funny.
Nobody knew how much you weighed. You know?
They knew how much you weighed.
All they knew was, all I saw was they were picking up these heavy metal objects with concrete on the edges, and I wanted to be like them, you know?
Yeah, man. But yo, that's creativity, you know what I'm saying? And that's to be commended. I really commend your uncles for showing you the way and helping you towards your goals. Because I understand you also studied nutrition, personal training, and expeditionary studies. Now, I know what nutrition and personal training is as a personal trainer myself.
Okay.
But what is expeditionary studies?
Actually, it's great. Actually, I was not aware that I would be interested in such a study until I went to Plattsburgh. I went to school upstate New York, so to Plattsburgh, and up there we're exposed to the Adirondack Mountains, right? And while I was up there, I realized that I would like to explore more, you know, try different things, and I still expeditionary studies, and it's a rigorous adventure education curriculum, right? It prepares students to become outdoor leaders through an integrated program that combines academics and advanced outdoor training. All right. So the courses also help like the students learn how to manage themselves in challenging situations, you know, that has to deal with the environment. And while doing that, I actually focused on rock climbing. I was rock climbing. I was actually climbing these mountains. So we would hop in a van, you know, like once a week, drive further up into the mountains and go over how to play, how to create certain ropes, certain knots, and, you know, how to navigate the mountains and et cetera, you know, and it was fascinating. It was great. I was hands-on, so I'm very hands-on. And rock climbing is actually pretty challenging, especially outdoors. When I climb an actual mountain, it's actually challenging, you know, so it's pretty awesome. Yeah.
So that's expeditionary studies.
Yeah, that's expeditionary studies, but with that, I actually focus on rock climbing. So expeditionary studies is different focuses. You have hiking, it's different types of outdoor studies. It has to do with the environment. But I really focus on rock climbing because I like to work out. I like to challenge myself. So I was more geared towards rock climbing.
Oh, most definitely, man. So tell us about your company, Get Up and Get Fit. When did you start that company, and what services do you provide?
Yeah, so Get Up and Get Fit is actually a new company. So, you know, it's only about 2 years old. So basically, Get Up and Get Fit LLC is a health and fitness company that helps clients learn and implement healthy and safe lifestyle habits that allow them to live an optimal lifestyle. So we teach clients how to be aware of their postural alignment, nutrition intake, sleep, stress level, and activity level. You know, so it's more of a lifestyle company.
Okay, it's more of a lifestyle. Oh, most definitely. Now, where is your company located?
So we're actually located in Manhattan, but I do training remotely. You know, I work with various types of clients. So I have a couple of clients. I have two actors I'm currently working with. Demetrius Machado, you've probably seen in Power, he played Nomar. And I have another client, Soli Doran. So they travel, they're currently in the West Coast right now, and I still help them out with the nutrition and give them various workout plans to keep their body going. Yeah, but so right now I'm mostly based in Manhattan. You know, I train clients in their residential gym or at the two gyms that I subcontract with. I have one gym in downtown Manhattan, north, towards Wall Street, and another gym more towards Midtown.
Okay, great. So you're all over the city?
Yes, I am.
Nice. But do you still live in Staten Island?
No, I moved to Staten Island after college, you know. It was it was great, but, you know, Staten Island is known as the forgotten borough, you know, taking that ferry back and forth every day. You know, it kinda adds up.
Yes, man. I know. So you moved back to Brooklyn or are you in Manhattan?
Yeah, I moved to Brooklyn for a little while, but right now I currently reside in Jersey City. You know, I'm in Jersey City right now.
Oh, in Jersey City. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, cool.
But I don't train in Jersey City. I just sleep there. I just fly out of my head.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, was it hard to start your own fitness business?
Yeah. You know, it was hard, man. Especially starting a business. You know, and not having the experience. You know, of a small business owner or owning your own business. It was tough. So it was a trial and error basis. You know, I had to learn gradually how to really navigate and create a business, you know. And I'm still learning. You know, it's a great process. I've learned my mistakes, and I've gotten more help. You know, like in the beginning, my main thing was try to do everything myself, and that actually hindered my progress. You know, as a business owner, you know, as your own CEO, you can't do everything yourself. You have to learn how to delegate responsibilities. That's what I've been doing, you know? Yeah.
Yes. So, okay, now, so you've been in the business for about a year.
Yes.
Okay.
About 2 years, 2 years old.
About 2 years now.
Yeah,
okay.
Years
and, okay, so it was kind of difficult kind of getting it started, but now that you're doing it, do you find it a little easier now? How's the marketing going?
My marketing is good, but like I said, it's a learning process. I'm getting better. You know, it's good. I brought on board a digital marketing person. I had an intern that worked to help me out for a bit, but he went back to college, so I'm getting another intern. I have somebody else that works for me, helps me with my classes, you know. So the main thing is trying to maintain what Get Up Get Fit stands for, being awareness, form, posture, like a lifestyle company, be able to maintain that in everything I do, even for my classes, right? My group fitness classes, unlike other classes that have like numerous people and one instructor, I decided to take a tag team approach. So I have another trainer that actually worked with me in the class. So as I'm instructing, he's walking around fixing your form, fixing your posture, and motivating you. And we go back and forth like a tag team, you know? So this way we're still able to maintain form, motivate the clients, and also make sure everyone has good posture, you know, which it helps to prevent injuries, which is the most important thing.
Huh. So that's a big deal, because I know, again, you mentioned posture alignment,
yes,
making sure your clients have good posture. And it's so often today you hear about injuries from people working out. And I guess in many ways that's because of their posture alignment is not so much in line. Would you agree with that?
I totally agree. This is part of the reason why I developed my company, you know. I played sports all my life. I ran track in high school, played football in high school, wrestled. I played rugby in college, and I used to train in the gym. I used to ego train, meaning I used to train just to push the weight, you know.
Yeah.
Like most people do nowadays, even it starts from like young age, from high school. Once you start training with weight, you're trying to outlift your friends, you're trying to push the most weight. And I used to be in that same demographic, that same, you know, realm of, you know, and I realized that the way I was training was leading to my injuries. I used to get injured on the field. Now, mind you, I compete at a high level. I'm a very competitive person, you know?
Okay.
So
yeah.
I used to get injured on the field, and I realized that's how I was training. But when I finally started to focus on my form, not only was I getting stronger, but there was less injury, you know? And
yeah.
Thank God for me, I had some good mentors. I had this professor in college. He was my exercise science professor, and his main focus was posture, you know, alignment, you know. Yeah, and through his guidance, you know, Professor Ken Baldwin, he currently owns this company, NPI, National Posture Institute. But through his guidance, I became a posture coach, you know, and I was able to really push, you know, combine posture with fitness and the whole nutrition and being aware. So that's how I develop my company, Get Up and Get Fit, you know.
Okay. That sounds really good. And from all you told me, I pretty much know what your fitness philosophy is.
Yes.
Okay. But now, who is your typical client?
My typical client? Right now, my client, it ranges from kids to professional athletes. It varies. But lately, I've noticed I've been working with more clients who had gone through like post-rehab. You know, because I'm big on form, so I focus on the alignment, helping them to become more aware of how they move in the weight, how they move their body. And all my clients have seen results, you know, because this is a gradual thing. and implementing my philosophy, you know, of being aware of what you're doing, what you're consuming, you know, just being aware by implementing that on a daily basis, you will see change. And all my clients are seeing changes to their body, you know.
Do you also take on overweight clients? Do you find that correcting their posture, their form, helps them to lose weight?
Of course, man. It's okay. Number one, it's when you have good posture, all right, it helps to increase your blood circulation, right? You could think better, all right. When your blood circulation has increased, your body's receiving more nutrients, all right. So now you're feeding your muscle, you're feeding your mind, all right. When you train, it will go for the posture. It actually helps you to engage your muscles more, all right. So imagine being in a gym for an hour and a half, just trying to work. Even being in a gym for an hour and a half, you can cut that time in half and really focus on your form and your alignment. You know, focus on how you're moving the weight. Focus on the muscle engagement. You know, so even with overweight clients, you know, just by implementing my techniques and my philosophy, they see results as well.
Okay, cool. But now, how important is nutrition, and what is your diet like?
Oh man, nutrition is key. Nutrition is key. I'm going to tell you that I like that word diet, even though it's used so freely. Because all right, the first three letters in diet is D-I-E, right? Diet.
Exactly. Yeah.
yeah. And most people, man, like they use that word so loosely that I decided to really not use it as much. You know, so I like to use the word nutrition intake. You know, nutrition is key, man. Nutrition, your nutrition is the building block. No, that saying "you are what you eat" is so literal. You know, when you eat food, it breaks down, right? It breaks down and it goes into your cells. It feeds your body, right? So, depending on what you consume, if you consume foods that are nutrient dense, you know, it will build your body. It will give you more energy. It'll make you feel more alert. But if you eat those foods, or that's just a junk that's not really benefiting your body, you're gonna feel lethargic. You're gonna feel tired. You know. You're not lazy. So what you consume is very important, you know, because you are what you eat.
Yes, most definitely you are what you eat. I agree 100%. And that, I think, is what we need to focus even more on, is how we eat, what we eat, and when we eat. Right?
Yeah, you're right. That's all, man. It's all very important.
Now, what sort of mindset do you think is needed to be truly healthy?
Okay, I have to go back to awareness, you know, being aware, possessing a mindset of being aware will lead you towards the path of truly becoming healthy. Because when you're aware, for instance, of your nutrition consumption, your activity level, your sleep intake, your postural alignment, stress level, your actions in general, then you can make the necessary changes that's needed to become healthy, all right? But it all leads to the first step, being aware of these things.
Yes, being aware. And I think being in the moment, you know?
Yeah.
Being present right where you are today. That is so true. Now, can you give our listeners a few action steps, TJ, that they can implement today to achieve greater health?
All right. First, okay, be aware of what you're consuming. Don't just rush into a burger spot and grab burger and fries because you think it's more convenient, you know? Be aware of what you're consuming, because if you do that, I want you to realize that you're going to be tired like 10 minutes from now.
Yeah,
from eating those foods, all right, and also be aware of your posture. Like I said before, being aware of your posture. Like for instance, a perfect example: when you're sitting down, if you find yourself slouching, stop. You know, sit up. You know, try to sit up a little bit more. Sit up tall. You know, and also be more active. Walk more. You know, take the stairs. Stop constantly taking the elevator and constantly, you know, taking taxis here and there. All right, be more active. Drink more water, all right? And also, I want you to consume less sugary drinks, all right? Foods that are high in sugar, let's consume less of that and drink more water. And also, something I like to add too, I want you to laugh more. Because when you laughing, you're less stressed, all right? Laughter actually helps you reduce stress, all right?
Nice, yes. I like that. You don't hear many trainers saying,
no.
I think you should laugh more.
Yeah, it's important, you know. Laughter is
man.
It's the best medicine.
Oh, it is, because we live in such a stressful society. We need to relieve that stress, and laughter is one of the best ways, in addition to exercise, to do it.
Yes, that's true. That is true.
That's excellent. But what's next on TJ's bucket list?
Actually, right now on my bucket list, I'm actually working on a couple of different projects right now. I would actually like to, you know, go back to Liberia and really contribute, you know. Yeah, so the main thing is, you know, education. I would like to create a curriculum where I can help teach people how to, you know, how to form properly, and also about nutrition, about teaching them about what they're consuming, like the type of nutrients that's contained in the food they're consuming, so they can be more aware, all right? And also, down the line, open up my health and fitness facility, you know, that embodies all my philosophies, you know. And also, I mean, I also like to meet the Dalai Lama. You know, that's
okay.
Also on my bucket list. The Dalai Lama is one of my, you know, that's somebody I really look up to, his philosophies. And like I said, I'm a daredevil, right? So I like to try skydiving too.
Okay. Well, you have a lot going on your bucket list there, TJ.
Yes, I do.
Now, I actually found you on Facebook. You have a Facebook group.
Yes, I do.
And what's it called? And can anyone join?
Yes, I mean it's a free group. You know, you add. You basically, okay, if you go on Facebook, if you plug in Get Up Against It, my group should pop up. Okay, but you could go to Facebook, type in group/Get Up Against It, or you can just click in the search engine Get Up Against It. But spell GETUPNGETFIT. It's all connected. It's one word. Get Up Against It. So just plug in the search engine, and my group should pop up.
That is nice. Now, do you have any other way that my listeners can contact you on social media or website?
Yes, you can contact me with my Twitter handle and IG, Instagram, at Get Up and Get Fit, and also through my website, getupandgetfit.com.
Do you have, do you do any branding beyond the website? Do you have, like, hats, T-shirts that you... Will you have your logo on?
Yes. No, I'm actually a walking brand. As I speak to you right now, I'm actually wearing my hat. My hat and my
nice
shirt. So, yeah, I have shirts that usually I give to my clients as an incentive, you know. So I have T-shirts. And also I have wristbands. I have wristbands that I give out quite frequently.
Oh, okay. Because I know that so many people, they're quick to wear the Under Armour or the Nike hats and T-shirts when they have their own company. And sometimes I think you need to brand your own, wear your own company's outfits,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're right, you know, because as you walk in, somebody might just look at you and figure, oh, wow, you know, I need a trainer or I need a nutritionist, and there you go, self-advertising, you know?
Exactly. And speaking of that, are you currently taking on more clients?
Yes, I am, you know, I'm always taking on new clients. If I'm preoccupied with, you know, we're actually meeting you face-to-face, I could always train you remotely because I could also create workout plans, you know, because I'm a health coach. So as you go into the workout plan, I coach you virtually and basically on the phone, via Skype, and et cetera, just to make sure you focus on your plan and you go towards the right direction.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, you know, TJ, on behalf of Body Scope of New York and 6 Weeks of Fitness, I want to thank you for coming on our show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Vince. Appreciate it.
No, it's our pleasure. And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave them on my 6 Weeks of Fitness blog at www.6weeks.com or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care. Bye-bye.